This week, we're going to take a look at and create our own Google site. This will help you to create a website for your classroom where we can put on some information about yourself, announcements for the class, lesson plan area where you can post resources for your students and the parents, depending on your audience. Now, just a note on why we might want to do this. A website will allow you a lot of communication and visibility into your classroom. It's important that parents and students feel that they can get extra help if they need to, as well as being updated on what's coming up in the classroom. And again, I'm speaking for both students and the parents of those students. So this website will help you to foster that open communication link between yourself and your students at home. So that's what we're going to work on this week. You'll see here in this folder, once you get inside the folder, that we'll see several materials that will help us get started with Google Sites, including a link to create a new Gmail account if you haven't already done so, and some information that will help you with better understanding Google Sites, as well as some help materials for your assignments. So we will jump into all of this week when we take a look at Google Sites and how this might help you to better communicate and stay in touch with your students and parents.